that'll be good enough to get us started a little bit after 5 o'clock. Yeah, a little closer to 6 here on a Tuesday, August 21st. It's Eric and Jordan Tomase from BCSN. Let me make sure you're on the right mic. Try that one.
Hey, can you hear me? It worked. What's up?
Two big announcements to start tonight's podcast. One, I don't know if you've been following this. Post Malone is okay.
Yes. I have been so traumatized at work. I was going to tell you we need to talk about this. One, I'm a huge Post Malone fan.
I like his stuff.
I think he's kind of hot in this weird, dirty way. My boyfriend gets so mad at me about it, but he kind of is, you know,
he's
grimy
like,
way.
If like I've
It's just
been,
cool.
I've been attracted. Not
to him?
No.
Do you have something to tell us?
My girlfriend would be like, see, he's gay.
She'd be like,
she's 94% sure I'm gay. Last night we were exchanging topless Ryan Reynolds gifts.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
But I've come across girls, they're not my type, but like,
right.
The girls who are very like earthy,
mm-hmm.
maybe they've armpit hair, that's fine.
Right.
And a little dirty and look
a little grimy.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's kinda hot. So I get
it. Yes. Thank you. I'm glad we're on the same page with that.
I saw the story on my Twitter earlier. Something
yes.
about like an emergency plane landing. And then I got right. here. I'm like, oh shit, it was Post Malone.
Right. I would have been so upset. But I guess I saw it on WTOL. They had some like live stream. And it was waiting for his plane to land. And I guess one of his, not one, but maybe multiple tires, like,
yeah.
fell off or popped off during takeoff, which is absolutely terrifying.
Right.
And he was on there with, like, 15 other people. Very scary.
I like his stuff. He's, like, for me, like a modern-day white, dirty T-Pain. It's all
T-Pain, auto-tune. Yes. I know. Like last night he performed at the VMAs and I was so jazzed. And then he came out and I'm like, oh, he's so auto-tuned. But
right.
then he did sing a little. Like, I mean, he has talent.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Let's come back to the VMAs. I want to tell you a story.
Okay.
If I can.
You can.
I had a little confrontation today. At the Kroger on Glendale.
Yeah? With
and
who?
Her name is Rosa.
Okay.
And I still believe that if you want to get a license here in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
don't go to the DMV. The driving test should be a Kroger parking lot.
Oh, that is so true. I actually almost got hit pulling into your parking lot. So, yeah, I believe it.
So I was parked, and I was sitting in my car checking some text messages. Today was a bit of a whirlwind of a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting in my car checking some messages, and she opened. I don't know if she knew I was in my car. She might not have been paying attention. So she opened her car door and hit my side view mirror. Not hard, but she got it. She got it. And I just kind of stared over. You know, you stare
the
at somebody.
Death stare.
You get them. You know when you're like driving, you get somebody to look at you?
Yes.
So I did that to her. And I was like, I'm gesturing now. And I wasn't being a dick.
Right. Like, just like, what's going on?
I know that I can come off as quite confrontational at times.
Oh my God.
But when I like to engage in these kind of things just to see if I can kind of make a friend out of it.
Okay.
I know that sounds really weird.
It's weird. Continue.
I think you know me well enough to know like I am a different person.
You are.
So I'm looking over at her and she's like, I'm doing this. She's doing this.
No.
And then finally she kind of shakes her head. And now look, I'll cut to the chase of this. No pun intended. She was a black lady. I am a white person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, great, we're going to be the next viral thing on Facebook with 60,000 views. Or maybe she was thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of engage in these it's my litmus test for race relations in our current climate.
Mm-hmm.
So she rolls down her window. And I was like, she said, it's okay. I didn't do any damage. I'm like, I know. I was just kind of looking for like a head nod or like, or my bad.
Like, sorry.
Just that. And then she was like, okay. I'm like, okay, what? She's like, okay, there's no damage. And whatever. I think she was kind of irritated that I was doing that to her. She's like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even know you were in there. I was like, it doesn't matter. But that kind of like tips a cap to my Batman-like silence. And she kind of smirked. And I wasn't being a dick.
Mm.
Some people think the way I come off is, but I'm kind of being jovial. So she backs out of the space. And I think I kind of diffused the situation a little bit. And again, all I wanted was a little...
Right,
little
like, my bad, sorry. It's all good, though. Yeah.
She backs out. She pulls back in. I'm like, oh, fuck, we're going to get it on now.
Oh, my gosh.
She begins to smirk. She's like, you know, you were parked really close to me. I'm like, and I told her what I just told you. I was like, look, you and I both know that these lots are dangerous places. And she's like, I know. I usually shop at the Kroger in Holland, but I was around this way. And I was like, what's your name? She's like, Rosa. I'm like, Rosa, I hope you have a good rest of your day. So mission accomplished.
I love that. See, that could have gone totally south and totally the other way. You could have been super mean about the situation. Like, you hit my car and you could have just been so negative about it, but you were so nice. And then she was so nice. And I like that she pulled back in and made like a joke. And aw, your new buddy Rosa.
She was like a 50 something black lady in a minivan. And again, it's tense times we live in. And like you said, like most people are like, what the fuck, bro? Like, hold on, bro. There's nothing wrong.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that makes me happy, like deep down. Because I just think there's so much negativity in the world. Just people need to be kind to one another. Yeah. Like the person that when I almost pulled in, they almost hit me. And he kind of like waved at me and I just waved back. So I'm like, we're both good. Like, it's okay. Right. And
sometimes we're careless.
Right.
Even during like accidents, that's what they're called. They're accidents.
Yeah.
There's often not intention there. Like no one is hunting people down in parking lots trying to run people over.
I'm going to hit this person in their car.
I mean, and if you are, good for you. I mean, I hope you hit the person with good reason.
Right.
Maybe they had too many items in the self-checkout line.
Maybe.
I would run you down if that were the case.
Well, what's funny is I used to work at Kroger back in high school and a little bit in early college. And you know, like there's a lot of cart pushers.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids would stack on like 12 carts at a time. It's kind of a competition to see how much you can get on there. And they've gotten hit before, like cars, because they're just so careless going through the parking lot, not thinking. One of my friends got hit, like the carts, I mean, she didn't hit him, she hit the carts, and they just went flying in the air, and it was insane. But people just, they're crazy.
The Glendale one, they call it the Kroghetto.
Oh my gosh.
Glendale in Detroit. You're not, it's so tight, you're not going fast enough to really do any damage. It's just all bottlenecked.
Right.
The one on Monroe and Secor, there's a lot of blind spots. Do you know that one?
I think so, yes.
Where Best Buy is?
Yes, I hate that one. You're so right.
It's tight because people are trying to turn down the lanes and there's some blind spots.
Yep.
It's dangerous.
That was my Kroger when I was in college. So yeah, I hated going there. I would go there late at night just to avoid all the craziness.
How many times did you see former Mayor Bell?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I ever saw him there.
Did you?
I wish my mom's seen him at El Camino before.
Really?
And she had a drink with him. They did like margaritas or something.
It's easy to see him like out drinking places.
I love him.
I do miss him.
I feel like everybody loves him.
He was a great dude.
He was.
It's funny.
I mean, he is. It's not like he's dead.
No, he's not dead. I have not run in. Usually I would see him places, but I have not seen him in a while.
He's normally like out and about a lot. Yeah, he has been.
I think when one of the last times I spoke to him, I think he was ready to be. I think he ran for Lucas County Commissioner a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But I think he was ready to ride his motorcycle and take care of his parents.
Aww,
and just
what a
be
good
retired
guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Mayor Mike Bell. He's still a mayor to me in my heart.
So let's talk some VMAs.
Yes.
From last night.
Yes. I didn't watch all of it. I'm sorry. I fell asleep. I was very tired. And those shows are on late.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you're older now.
That is true. I'm not a young buck like I was.
I'll give you some things and you can give me some thoughts on them. But before anything, yesterday I caught up on all the Nicki Minaj drama.
Yes. So she was upset because...
At everyone.
Right. Well, I feel like that's kind of her. I'm a huge Nicki Minaj fan, but I feel like she just... is always feels like somebody's out to get her. I don't know. But I guess she was mad that Stormy, this 6-month-year-old baby, took away her chance of being number one because everyone was so obsessed with Travis Scott and his album blew to number one.
Well, and it's more than that.
Is it?
First of all, there was this, I don't know if it's legit or not, this beef with Cardi B.
I feel like all that's true because Nicki wants to be like number one rapper, like the only one, but hello, you should support other women.
Who
that's
was it
get.
When I remember where she was against somebody? Who is the Brooklyn girl? Who
Eve?
Is, no, she's Philly. The girl on, was it Remy Ma or some
Brooklyn? Oh. That name sounds familiar, but I don't know if she's from Brooklyn.
Somebody called out Nicki, and it was like an 8-minute tirade. Do you remember this from a couple of years ago?
Oh my gosh.
Everybody seemed to be taking shots at Nicki. And look, I am not in the hip hop scene eyeball deep.
Right.
If a song's good, I like it. I don't.
Exactly. Yeah.
Country. I don't care like who it's
same,
by.
Same.
And I don't know if this thing was manufactured to create some awareness or what, but Nicki hasn't released anything because usually go a time between albums. So Cardi had her time.
Right. It was her time to shine. It was her moment. Nicki had her moment. And there was people before Nicki, like Eve and I'm sure other women. Missy Elliott, yes. And they all had their time to shine. And I feel like Nicki just does not want to give up the power. But the I don't know, because her and Cardi were on a Migos song together. So
yes.
That makes me think that they're okay, but then somebody said that she dissed her in one of her new songs.
Right.
I don't get it. I don't get this.
And I know during that Migos track, which was a big deal, it was like women in any kind of music, because that was like at the peak of Me Too stuff and the Weinstein stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like we should support one another.
Exactly.
Why can't we both be like number one? But it got really competitive. There was so there's even more drama than the Stormy thing. This is a great article that I read on the ringer.com that got me up to speed. Do you know, first of all, the Nicki album was supposed to be out like the 18th or something?
Right, and she pushed it back, right?
It got moved up.
Oh, up, okay.
Got moved up to like the Friday before.
Uh-huh.
But I think Nicki tried to get it moved back because she DM'd Tracy Chapman, who did the 90s song Fast Car. Which has been sent. Do you know that?
I love that song because Boys Avenue redid it too.
Everybody redoes Fast Car.
Right, and it's a classic.
So apparently she DM'd Tracy Chapman and she said, I'll pay you $2 million if I can have the sample for a song.
I would say, yes, I'll sign the check now or mail it over to me.
She was like, no.
Good for her.
So
though.
There was all this thing about it got bumped up, it should have gotten moved back. So that was like the first thing.
I did not hear anything about that.
Neither did I. All I know is that there's no real like hit at the moment off the album, and that five seconds of Summer was stealing everybody's thunder, even aside from Travis Scott. So then the next thing was them, where Kylie put an Instagram post up of Travis Scott promoting his album being out the same day as Nicki, doing some thirsty baby stuff like, look how cute my kid is. And I think if you bought the album, you got a concert ticket.
Oh, that's just smart marketing then.
Right.
That's not his fault. It's like, sorry, my marketing team is better and more savvy, and this is how I'm going to sell albums. I don't think...
The concert ticket's not a new thing, but the baby, the baby thing is totally low. That's so low.
I mean, I don't know.
When I'm on Facebook or Instagram, we all know about the algorithms, and just yesterday, I commented snarkily on someone's post, and now she keeps showing up. Like, I don't even want it there.
You can unfollow people off of Facebook.
I know.
Still be friends.
But when I'm getting a little low, I dangle my girlfriend's son, or I post a dog picture, and I'm right back up in the algorithm.
Oh, my gosh. I do like it when you post about your girlfriend's son, because he's very cute.
Exactly.
And he's adorable.
That's what they did with Stormy.
That's how you get the likes.
I know. So they used Stormy to beat Nicki to this top song. And then there was something with Spotify.
I don't know. I didn't hear about Spotify either.
She was pissed at Spotify.
Well, I feel like she's just mad at anyone because her album's not number one, so she's finding a scapegoat to blame it on. And just own up. Just be like, you know what? This wasn't my most successful album. And you learn from it. I mean, she would never say it.
Did you see her tweets?
No, I think I unfollowed her because she's too much.
She was like angry tweeting, and everything was like a tongue-in-cheek caveat. Is like, I'm just having fun. I'm just playing y'all. I'm just being sarcastic. Now look, take it from somebody who is sarcastic like that. You were pissed off that you didn't, you know, do as you were doing.
Mm-hmm. And there's always, I feel like, a little bit of truth behind some sarcasm and throw an emoji on it. Like, oh, I'm just kidding. Like, no, you weren't.
So, did she redeem herself at all last night?
No, I thought her outfit was really weird. She basically was showing like her whole butt out.
Right.
And I think that's just very thirsty too. It's because you're going to get people to talk about your outfit now and say, oh, look at what she was doing. Very scandalous. I watched part of her performance and then I turned it off because I just didn't like it.
What song? Did she do the song with Ari Bed?
No, and I hate that song.
It's okay.
I just feel like they're just talking the whole time. I could like sing that, and I have no singing voice because they're just talking. I don't know. I don't get it. But yeah, I wasn't impressed.
I think I listened to one track that like Ganja Thoughts.
know.
And I liked it. She was calling people out, good and bad.
I do like it when she calls people out, though. I was like, oh, no, she didn't.
Well, that's disappointing. It seemed like it's been a rough couple of weeks for Nikki.
I mean, I want her to start putting out bangers, like super bass. I mean, she just had so many hits, and I was just down for it. And I know every album's always different. Each, you know, artist wants to try a new sound or a new vibe, and maybe that's just what she's doing and growing and learning. It's a rebuilding year for Nicki Minaj.
We'll get to that. It's different, though, in hip-hop. Like, that's okay with pop. Like, look at Taylor Swift's evolution.
Oh, amazing.
Like, Drake doesn't change his sound drastically.
True.
It's about...
He does sound different from when we were in college.
Yeah.
So...
But for the most part, the production is evolved a little bit. Mm-hmm. But in hip-hop, it's so much about lyrics. Where,
right.
You know, 10 years ago, Taylor Swift was You Belong With Me. Mm-hmm. And now we're ready for it. And look what you've done.
Right.
Conversely, like, look at Pink's first... go at it. It was, you know, hip-hop leaning, and now she's like a huge adult pop star.
Right, that is true.
So it's a little different in hip-hop, but I am disappointed that there's not more Nicki songs buzzing that I need to go listen to.
Right, yeah, just, I feel like it's just, meh, that's how I feel about it.
So how did her nemesis, Cardi, do last night?
Well, Cardi didn't perform, but she came out and she opened the show, and I love Cardi B. She can do no wrong in my eyes. And she came out holding what looked like her baby culture.
Right.
And then she, like, undid the blanket, and it was just a moon man. So everyone thought she was gonna, I mean, I didn't think she was gonna bring her newborn baby out on stage, but I guess other people did. Mm-hmm. And so they were pretty bummed that she wasn't showcasing her baby or showing her off for the first time.
I'd have been okay with that.
That she showed it off? Yeah, I don't think anyone would just be like, here's my baby.
I mean, she is extra. She is over the
top.
She
is. Even like, oh, just her delivering her monologue was so extra, and I was here for it, and I loved it. She looked amazing, too.
And in a similar vein as her, Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, I love her. Yes, and she came out with Kevin Hart.
Right.
And they were presenters, and they were promoting their new, it's like Night School, I think it's called, one of their new movies. But she's just funny. She's just very, like, out there and just no filter, and I love it.
She went after...
Harmony.
Wasn't it Camila Cabello? She kept messing up her name. Like, yes! We've all done.
Right, and it happens. But was she doing that on purpose, do you think?
I don't know. And then she went after Fifth Harmony.
And then Nicki called her out and I was like, this is awkward. Oh, my God.
That reminds me of, remember the White House press dinner where whoever the comedian was went after Sarah Sanders?
Yes.
Now, look, that was extreme, but it's like, this is what she does. Mm-hmm. Like,
She is a comedian.
Didn't Kevin Hart do something with kneeling? Like, this is my game.
So yes, I mean, the comedians are there to kind of push boundaries, push the edges, get people talking, get people thinking. So, I mean, I wasn't shocked by anything that they said. I mean, I was just kind of shocked that Nicki called out. I mean, again, I wasn't too shocked, but that Nicki called out, you know, Tiffany. And I was like, oh.
Just everybody's under her skin now.
Anyone. Except for Ariana Grande. She gave her a shout out.
Right. So. That's
her only friend.
That is her only friend in the business.
Right.
Right now. At least like public facing.
Yeah.
Did we ever find out what they were whispering about?
No, but I saw a photo. And that's,
it made for good memes.
I know, because did you see the one that's like when you're a senior but your only friends are freshmen?
I didn't see that.
It was pretty funny.
It fits.
It does.
It fits. What else struck you about last night that you saw?
They showed a lot of Ariana and Pete, which is typical.
Right.
Because, I mean, they're in the limelight. Ariana was just so cute. I didn't see her perform, though, but I saw some stuff on Instagram, and she did amazing. I'm trying to think what else.
J-Lo?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't decide if I'm a J-Lo fan. I can't figure it out. I think she's beautiful and amazing that she's what, like 49, 50?
Yeah.
Still up there killing it.
Is that why you're not sure if you're a fan? Because, like, you, she's very talented. Like, we should be fans. But it's like, how do you still look like that? Is there, like, deep-seated envy?
No.
Because it'd be okay.
I am very envious she looks like that. Don't get me wrong. But that's not why. I just don't think I'm... I like some of her music, but it's just not my favorite. So
right.
I think I'm just not really in tune with her. But I think she killed it on stage for like 15 minutes, which I could never do that. I mean, that's some of the artists now can never do that. So that's insane. But I have seen online too that she, it's either she lip syncs a lot or like some of the high notes in her music isn't her. So I think that's maybe why I'm kind of like, eh, but I guess everyone does that now. Like,
I mean, unless
you could be singers.
Unless you're Adele, I don't care. You're going to Taylor Swift next week.
I am.
You are getting gouged for whatever you paid for the tickets.
I got an amazing deal on them, actually.
How much did you pay?
Like $60 each for a ticket, which is really good.
Are you inside Ford Field?
Yeah. Our tickets aren't the worst seats. They're actually not too bad. Well, I put out this Facebook status joking, and I was like, who wants to go with me? And I shared, you know, the event, and somebody messaged me on Facebook, and they're like, hey, I actually have 2 extra tickets if you want them. So, like, we just kind of went back and forth negotiating prices, and he was like, yeah. Let's do it. And I'm like, all right. And I'm going with my mom, which is
so cute. That's awesome.
I know. She's my best friend. So we're going together. We're super pumped.
Good. Have a good time.
So thanks. It's going to be the best day of my life.
Have you ever seen her before?
No, okay. Never. I'm dying.
You'll enjoy it. These days with concerts.
Yes.
I don't even care if they sing. And I'm not a big concert person. It's just too much chaos. But you're paying all that money, which isn't a lot, $60.
No.
People are paying like 3-4 times that.
Right. Insane. And it's kind of more, I feel like concerts now are more about the
experience.
Yes. And the, like, it's just not about the singing. It's the whole performance.
Right.
And I hear this one is absolutely insane.
Right.
So.
So I don't care if J-Lo wants to do that stuff. I saw more pictures. I don't know what she wore or anything last night.
She looked good. I think she wore like something gold. I remember seeing a lot of golds with her.
I saw more of her boyfriend. I saw more of Alex Rodriguez.
Love him. They are couple goals. Let's just say that. There was like, she was on the red carpet and I saw just all these pictures of him taking pictures of her.
Yep.
He was so proud. Like, get you a boyfriend like A-Rod. That's amazing.
Just a couple of nights ago when I was watching the Sunday night baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of the broadcasters.
Yeah.
I mean, he does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that he's kind of recovered his popularity a little bit.
Right.
Because I've always thought, he's a good guy. He's just kind of stupid, kind of ditzy, kind of naive,
right,
but ultimately a good person.
Yeah.
His partner, his co-announcer on those broadcasts is totally his type of woman, though.
Really? Why do you say that?
Because
I don't think anyone can really beat J-Lo.
Oh, I know. I mean, like, that's the apex right there. But can you think of any of A-Rod's, like, past girlfriends and what they've looked like?
Aren't they always supermodels? Because wasn't he kind of, like, a womanizer for a little bit? Like, he always had new girlfriends. And...
Oh, that's womanizing.
Right.
He's dating around. So
yeah.
There was the Madonna thing long ago.
He dated Madonna?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
There was Cameron Diaz.
Okay, I remember Cameron Diaz. Yes.
He was with a wrestler, female wrestler, for a while.
Okay. Stacey Keibler? I feel like they're around the same age.
It was another blonde. I think she was with George Clooney for a minute. But somebody
like
that.
That's Stacey Keibler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George Clooney was with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know if A-Rod was. Anyway.
Gotcha.
Somebody like that.
Okay.
So he's certainly at a type. Like tall, fit, model, athletic types.
Oh, for sure.
And his co-announcer, what's her name? Mendoza's Jessica, I forget. I think she's really good. People kill her online because she's a female sportscaster.
Ugh, people need to get over it. Women are taking over. She was an 18.
She well, make sure you hire me and pay me well.
I will.
She is a like former gold medal winning softball player.
Okay, awesome.
And
good for her.
She's like a little Latin, little Hispanic.
Okay.
But
that is his dream girl.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't want anybody to break up, but if I'll say it right now, if we find out in 3 years that he has been cheating on J-Lo with his work partner, I won't be surprised.
And you called it here first?
Right here.
I actually remember, because you know, J-Lo's been through like a million relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I remember on one of the local radio shows, people were taking like bets. It was like a contest to see how long she would be married for. What was his name?
Mark Anthony?
Yeah. But then they ended up lasting kind of a long time.
And then, but it was always, it always seemed angsty and messy.
Yeah.
And then I know they had a kind of a terse breakup. And now they co-parent okay.
Right. I feel like they're cool with each other now. And they have the prettiest kids.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
But J-Lo didn't get the heat that, say, somebody like Jennifer Aniston did for having not tumultuous relationships, but like not seemingly be able to figure it out.
Right. That is so true. I feel like people just, Jennifer Aniston has always gotten that no matter
right.
what. And the thing that annoys me so much is they always bring her back to Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, stop.
And maybe that's why.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe this us as a society cannot get over Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston bringing up.
Look, now they're both single again.
They are. So, I wonder, will the clouds align?
I put on your little prep sheet the Return of the Hills. Does that hit you at all? Were you too young?
No. I remember the Hills. I love the Hills. I remember when Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. I just started watching like MTV around that phase. So the Hills, I was all about. I wasn't shocked by this because they were dropping hints. I felt like over social media, like all these news outlets kept asking about a reboot. So I kind of knew that was going to happen. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
How come?
I don't know. They just kind of have like, I don't want to say the extras, but none of the main people, because Kristen Cavallari can't be on it because she's in a contract with the E! Network. Well,
is Jay Cutler terrible on that show? Should we be making more fun of him?
He just comes off like he doesn't care at all. And I was telling my boyfriend this. That's so funny because we started watching it against his will. And I was like, Jay Cutler's in it. And he was like, he is a jerk. And I'm like, I know. So is he on the show. And he's like, that's just how he is. Like, that's how he's always been.
There's a... That same site that I mentioned earlier, The Ringer, has a feature that they do. The most Jay Cutler thing Jay Cutler did this week on the show.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, he just comes off like really mean, really stern. I don't know. And like, not like he doesn't care, but I don't know how to put it. He's just kind of like, whatever. Like, I'm just here doing this in the motions.
So Kristen Cavallari can't be it. Is Lauren Conrad going to be in it?
No, she's not going to be in it. And I love her. Even though she's kind of boring, I did love her. And I mean, she's not like she's too good for the show.
She's successful.
Right. She just has her own careers and she's not in it. I mean, Spidey's in it because they're so thirsty. So they obviously signed up for it. But I heard that Spencer and Heidi, you know, they were interested in a reboot, and so was Kristen. So they were actually going to work together because E was going to do a reboot of The Hills.
So MTV got to it.
Yeah. So Kristen's like, all right, I can do this. But then Spidey signed with MTV before E could get them. So that kind of screwed Kristen over.
I love the backdoor business deals that get cut like these.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And it does make more sense for this to be on MTV rather than E, because it started off on MTV. But I mean, what, Audrina's back on it, Jason, Stephanie Pratt. I don't know, just people I'm not interested in. Just kind of like, whatever.
I don't think she's interesting, but I have long had a crush on Audrina. Maybe it was the fake boobs.
That might be it.
And I think her mouth was like a little weird.
She does have a different look. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But she is very pretty.
There were some... Don't ask me how I know this. Well, because I found them, but I don't know where I found them. There were like nude pictures of her that leaked out.
Really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Of course you would find them.
And it wasn't like somebody hacked this stuff. This was 2007, 2008. It screamed of, my show is over. I need to pay these bills.
Right.
How did someone get all these naked pictures
of
me?
Oops, here they are. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think what she's done since The Hills. Yeah,
nothing.
She got married, and she had a child, and then she got divorced. And I think that's all that I know that she's done. But I've always liked her.
So Post Malone is okay. Yes. He was good last night? Did you see him?
I mean, he was good, but he was totally auto-tuned. Yeah, right. And then there were some parts where he was singing, like, not normal, but there was less auto-tune on it. And I was like, all right, cool. But, yeah, I'm just in love with him, so.
Anything else last night?
Trying to think from MTV or the VMAs. Nothing exciting. I feel like I didn't know anybody on there. I felt old.
Really?
Yeah. There was like some people on the screen. I'm like, who are these people? Where'd you come from?
I'm trying to think of some.
It's not hip, maybe.
I did see afterward that G-Eazy and Halsey are trying to figure things out.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny that you said that, because I was thinking about that on the drive over here, because they have that song together, like You and I, mm-hmm. and they talk about cheating in it. And he cheated on her, apparently.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah. She tweeted about it, so that's interesting.
Well, I guess they got photographed last night at a party afterwards, holding hands. And
oh, my gosh.
Follow-up statement, whether it's legit or not, that they're trying to work on things.
I mean, good for them. I don't condone cheating, but, you know, every relationship is different. And I always like them together, so I think they're cute.
One last celebrity thing, and then we'll get into what's coming up this weekend, even though you won't be around.
I won't.
It was funny over the weekend. I thought of you, with Nick Jonas and Priyanka.
Did we get her name right? Because remember last week we're like, what's her name?
I had
we're
just
like, it's something different.
You said you couldn't pronounce her last name, right? Or was it both first and last?
I couldn't remember.
Okay.
Either I can like picture in my head. I know it starts with P, but I'm like, I cannot think of her name for the life of me.
I think it's Priyanka, and her last name is Chopra.
Yes, yes, because it's a PC, yeah.
So they're like official. They put that out over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. They went to India and,
well,
you know.
She's from there, I'm assuming.
Well, yes, yes. But I saw online some people think that she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're like, oh, maybe a shotgun wedding. I don't know. She could have just had a lot of Chipotle that day. So I don't like to think
Chipotle
about that.
Chipotle baby?
Stuff. Yeah, Chipotle baby. Those are coming, but they look happy. The ring is gorge.
I would expect nothing less.
Exactly.
They're both super rich.
Yeah.
The thing that struck me about it that I did not know, Nick, is Kevin the one that had the TV show?
Yes, and I just watched that on Sunday. That's so funny that you're bringing this up. Yeah, he had a TV show, Married to Jonas.
Okay, there was that one. And I remember, didn't he get an outside of the business job, like as a carpenter?
Yes, he went into like construction or something right. Totally random that I was okay. Like, this is awkward, trying to find yourself after the band. Mm-hmm. And
I hope everything is good with him.
The Jonas Brothers are getting back together.
Stop.
No, stuff's happening on their Instagram, Stop. Their Twitter page. They're getting back together. I know it.
Nobody can get
What's
back together.
What's the date together? Today? I called it.
August 21st.
6:17 p.m.
Nobody can get back together until this Backstreet Boy Spice Girl thing gets finalized or not.
Oh, that would be the dream tour collab. All about it. I support. But Posh has to be in it, and she's too good for that.
I saw something on Facebook yesterday, and I'm like, hold on a second. Google. And I'm like, no.
Like, not
stop.
True. Don't you hate that? I always see, like false, you know, articles. And I'm like, this is not true. I know it's not going to happen. Ugh.
But my favorite thing about the Nick and Priyanka thing was I had no idea Joe was engaged to Sophie Turner.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and isn't she from, what's that show everybody loves?
Game of Thrones?
Yes, yes.
And apparently she's losing her shit about having a famous sister-in-law.
Who? Oh, my gosh.
So look at that family get together.
I did not even, like, put the all together. You're right. That's going to be an interesting one.
And I'm sure there's other families that are famous people all over the place. Mm-hmm. But I was like, could you imagine? I mean, that's a neat little Thanksgiving dinner.
It is. And you know what? Nick Jonas's fiance, Priyanka, if I said that correctly, she is like really good friends with Meghan Markle.
Okay.
So just think of it that way. You have a hookup to the royals.
Right.
That's insane.
And then you're Kevin with your normal wife.
Yeah. I just watched the show and his wife, I think her name's Danielle, unbearable to listen to and watch. She was so whiny on the show.
Really?
And I'm like, I need to turn this off. This is terrible television. Yeah, so he can go.
Maybe Nick and Joe are like, Kev, you got to get yourself, you got to get a famous girl. Like,
it's time.
Right.
Cut the cord.
Like, it's awesome that you don't need to be in the business or anything like that and you can accept someone, but sometimes our lives just connect a little better when we're all famous.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. It probably would be easier.
Her mom is in the bushes taking pictures of Thanksgiving dinner.
She's like, oh my gosh, look at this.
Right. All right, so high school football is this week.
Yes, it is.
You won't be in town because you have a wedding to go to.
I'll be in town at the Toledo Zoo, but yes, gotcha. My best friend is getting married.
At the zoo?
At the zoo! How amazing!
I went to a wedding there.
Was it wonderful?
It was... No.
Oh, God. Well, hopefully my friends will be a lot better.
Where is it?
It is in, I think, like, the little, like, botanical garden area. She's getting married outside. And then the reception...
Friday?
Saturday. The reception is near kind of, like, the carousel and their, like, big banquet hall. But it's... It's not supposed to rain. 30%, isn't it?
It's up to 60.
Scattered now?
Scattered storms during the day... Chance of rain 60%, scattered storms at night 60%. Because this is what messed up.
She's gonna die.
My friends, it was supposed to be in the garden,
right?
And it was actually kind of like this.
Mm-hmm. Do like gloomy out.
Yeah, and they wound up moving it inside to the little lodge area. I forget what the name of that place is, but it was all in there. It was a great time,
right?
But it wasn't the true zoo experience.
See, that's why I just never want to have an outdoor wedding because that's so stressful.
What a risk.
You just never know what you're getting into. So I just. Emotionally, I don't think I can prepare for that. Thank you. Yeah, I'll have to text her and start freaking her out. Now,
like,
do you know it's going to rain?
You don't want to be that person.
The best maid of honor. It's going to rain. She'll kill me.
I would uninvite you.
Oh my gosh. Be like, you're not my maid of honor. You're cut. But yeah, so her wedding is this weekend. So I have like the rehearsal dinner, you know, Friday night and practicing. So I'm going to miss Game Day Nation, which is a bummer. But It's going to be great as always.
So tune in. I mean, I know it's only Tuesday, so you probably have like walkthroughs later on this week, but how are things looking for the first week of high school football?
We had a run through last weekend that I actually missed because I was at another wedding.
Okay.
But everything went smoothly. I mean, I think we're good to go. One of the girls that's taking my place and is going to go on air for me, she is trained and we went over everything today and she's feeling good. So, and yeah, everyone knows their places and hopefully it's good. As long as there's no rain, you know.
Might be.
Yeah, at this point.
But that does more damage to a wedding than it does a football game.
That is true. They'll still play throughout the rain.
Right. Unless it's lightning.
Really.
So.
Yeah, and then you have to go inside.
Do you know offhand what the big games are this week to start the season?
I know what games we're covering, but I don't...
Tell me those.
We are covering... Let's see. We have Springfield and St. Francis. We have Central and Bishop, and it's an away school, so I don't know the full name.
Right.
Then I believe we have... I think there is St. John's and BG, and I want to say there is one more, and I cannot think of it. We just put out a Twitter poll about it, and I can't even think, but...
I was going to ask you to bring somebody in to preview more of the stuff, but I figured it was too last minute. But we'll have to do that.
We will.
Maybe closer to playoffs or something.
For sure. I can think of tons of people that would want to come in and just talk about it. I can see if I can get Danny Rogers, Zach Herrig, people that are out on the field that know. So yeah, they'll come in.
Okay. And we can all sit here and talk shit on Jordan.
Oh my gosh, no.
The other Jordan, not you.
I look over like there's people sitting on right.
There's only one Jordan.
The other Jordan. No, you know I love him. He's so nice.
I know. You're so mean
to him. He tweeted something the other day and I saw your response. I think it was something mean.
People were like trashing his daughter the other day or something.
That's awful. Yeah.
People on the internet.
People need to stop. That's so rude. Ew.
I wonder what I said to him. Do you remember what he tweeted or what I said?
No, I just remember like looking at it and seeing the thread and I thought it was funny. It made me laugh. I was going to favorite it, but I'm like, that's kind of creepy. Just me out here lurking.
No, do that.
I laughed.
People are too ignorant to what, like, they float out there and forget that anybody has access to the stuff.
True. He's really set on getting canes in Northwest Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
He tweets about that, like, every day. I feel like just going through my news feed, and I'm like, canes. I've never even had it, so.
I can totally start. This is where I can start the Jordan v. Jordan beef. He is the biggest Taylor Swift fan.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna be so jealous that I'm going.
If you tweet out pictures, or if you have already,
I'll tag
you. Don't have hard
them.
Copies, do you?
Hard copies? What do you mean?
Like hard tickets?
No, I just have it on like my phone. Yeah.
Okay. If you tweet, don't let me do it. You tweet it. I will be like, hey bro, look who the best sideline sports coverage girl in all of Northwest Ohio is going to see. And then it begins.
So
I will
jealous.
Strike that match.
Okay. We'll start some drama with the Jordans over Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Taylor would be proud.
I had asked, you didn't specifically know players, but I was going to ask you, like, who's good? Like, I know you know teams, and we were talking about that a little bit last week. Do you know any players? Like, do we have any players who would be, like, top 100 nationally ranked kids?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm sure we do maybe have a couple.
Okay.
I just don't know right off the bat right now. I'll know more once the season gets going and, you know, we're watching the games and everything. But I think right now, I mean, there's your set players that you kind of already know going into the season. But I think there's going to be some surprises this year and people will come out of the woodwork. So we'll see.
Teams that were rebuilding last year. And all
that was my favorite phrase. I just did not want to talk negatively. And I'm just like, rebuilding.
Never going to let you live it down.
It's a rebuilding year for everyone.
Yeah, you're so positive. Guess what? They were 1-10. They sucked.
Rebuilding year. Come on.
You should be the agent for these head coaches. Be like,
should.
Jordan from BCSN said, we're rebuilding. It wasn't my fault. I am working with these kids.
It's a rebuilding year, guys. Don't worry. Next year, we'll get them.
Are there any girls that you know of that are playing like kicker? Or
I don't. But actually, when I was in high school, there was a girl that went to Southview and she played football. I don't know if she played varsity, but I know when we were in like, you know, sophomore, freshman year, she played. I thought that was pretty cool. But to my knowledge, no, because we would have totally done a story on it. Because that's awesome.
Do you know what other stories you guys, I mean, everything is football centric this week. Anything else you guys are working on? I mean, the Mud Ends are probably not going to make the playoffs. That season's about to end.
Walleye is
5-6 weeks away.
Right. That's so crazy. Walleye's going to start again.
It's
insane.
I'm usually not like, oh my God, where did the year go? But
but oh my God, where did the year go?
No, where did August go? I feel like yesterday was August 1st.
Seriously? Seriously. It's like, it's so insane how fast everything goes by. But, I mean, right now it's just soccer starting up, volleyball, you know, all your fall sports. So we're just getting back in the swing of things, and it's going to be pretty hectic coming up.
What? Obviously, basketball, football are the big sports in college, but in high school too. What? I know you did wakeboarding.
Yeah.
But for high school, what other sports do you like checking out?
Like new sports that I don't really know about?
Do we have a lot of lacrosse around here?
Yes, lacrosse is really big around here. So that's a sport that I'd want to learn more about because I know not a lot.
Field hockey?
Yeah, field hockey's pretty big. We actually covered Quidditch once, which I
think... What is that?
Quidditch? It's from Harry Potter.
I know.
Like,
but I don't know what it is.
I mean, I don't really know either, but we covered it one time and it was pretty cool. So, I mean, that'd be sweet to cover it again just because it's different, but I don't know how to like play it or anything. Okay. I know they fly in broomsticks in Harry Potter, but...
Is the wakeboarding thing the only time where you... What do they do? Email you assignments?
No, my boss just kind of comes into my office and she's like, hey, do you want to do this? This looks cool. And I'll say, yeah, I'm available. I'm always down.
There's probably been times where she's thinking, God, this is the worst thing. Let me give it to Jordan. Has there ever been a time where you got something you thought was going to be just not fun and you're like, this was actually really cool?
Not really, because I'm still kind of new to like the sideline reporting. So anything to me right now is just awesome, and I want to get my hands on it. I did sideline report from Jeep Fest because they had the 4-miler. Right. And I thought that was kind of hard because I was interviewing kind of everyday people, and it wasn't like athletes that I knew about or could kind of, you know, research on or look back at their seasons. It was people just like, hey, what's your name? Talking to them for like 5 minutes is like, okay, let's do an interview. So I thought that was really hard just trying to figure out what to ask them and
normal
everything.
People. Yeah. What? Hey, what did you do to get in shape with this 1 mile walk?
Right, yeah.
I'm at Franklin Park Mall every morning at 9 a.m. when they open up the doors.
I am mall walking. Well, what's so funny is I interviewed this girl and I was mid-interview. I'm like, what did you do last night or the night before to prepare for this weight? This race, and she's like, I drank a lot of gin and tonics. Like, she was like out partying, and I'm like, okay, great.
She walked or ran?
She ran. Yes. Amazing.
I think one of the ways to get rid of a hangover is to sweat out all the alcohol.
I actually know a lot of people that when they have races, they'll just go out the night before and drink and then just get up and run because, yeah, they sweat it all out and they're fine.
It is carbs.
Yeah.
So you need the energy.
So, I mean, she's not wrong. And I just was like obsessed with her after that. I'm like, you're so cool.
Right. Demetrius has this insane superpower. Like, I've seen him get bonkers shit-faced drunk. And I'm like, I know you've had 7 double Jack and Cokes. Double!
Ugh.
And he would never get hungover. No hangovers. I'm like, that's your superpower.
I'm kind of the same way, though.
Really?
I don't really get hungover. No, I've kind of started to lately, but it's not like I'm on my bed all day. It's just kind of I wake up, my stomach hurts, and then once I eat something, I'm fine, and I just go about my day. But yeah, I never really get hangovers. I, like, in college, I could just bounce back so quick.
And, we all can do it then.
Yeah.
He's, like, in his 40s. He's 45 now. And
oh, I didn't know he was that old. Not, like, 45 is old. But that's insane. Because that's what I hear. It's, like, once you hit your 30s, like, it's not, you're not going to be able to bounce back. And,
right.
Oh, my God, 45. That's crazy.
And I would just see him drink shit tons. Like, I would say he was an alcoholic or that he had a problem, but... He didn't because he would never be hungover.
You're like, damn you.
Like, I couldn't tell if he would come into work. I'm like, are you still drunk or shouldn't you be hungover? But he was like on it like this.
You need to ask him his secrets. Like, did he have food he used to eat at night? Did he take Advil? Some people swear, like, this new thing is milk thistle. People will take it before they, you know, while they're out partying or before they go out the night before. And that's supposed to help. I bought it. I haven't taken it yet.
Did those... like impulse aisle buys of like prevent hangovers, those little pills or anything that you buy, whether they're natural or not, do those things ever work?
I'll let you know this weekend because I'm taking one Saturday.
Good luck.
For my best friend's wedding.
Report
so
back.
We'll see. Yeah, it's one of those party smart pills, so we'll see.
And the other thing with Demetrius was he double Jack and Cokes. I'm like, also could drink all, like, you could drink all that caffeine and not stay up all
right,
night?
Right, that is kind of crazy.
And nope, fall asleep. I'm like, you, I hate you.
Maybe he's God.
You know, I never thought about that, but it's something I should probably consider.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Last thing, let's go back to your wedding because we briefly talked about it coming in here.
Like, oh yeah,
people getting getting married, yes, and then getting unmarried,
getting divorced.
You made me think of something. Should there be something? And I'm sure this topic has been discussed before, but I've never thought that much into it. Should there be like wedding gift insurance?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, yeah. I feel like if you get a divorce, what, a year later, I should be able to get my toaster back. Right. I want that toaster. I want to make toast. Like, who's going to get it? I should.
And this should be easy enough to do because you want to talk about what kind of gift you're getting, or is it a registry?
I don't even know what. I got her a bridal shower gift for the wedding gift. I don't even know yet. I'll probably just do something with my family. Sorry, Caitlin, if you're listening to this later. But we'll probably do like a family gift. But yeah, they have like a registry and just we'll probably get whatever they asked for. Or a lot of people ask for money because it goes towards their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'd want that because she already has her house and she's established and she has, you know, the
stuff.
Everyday stuff. Yeah.
Right.
So I just want money.
And the typical protocol is you should at least pay, you should cover like
your
you
plate.
And your plate for you and your guest, right?
Yes.
Like that money amount is what you should give back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if there's a registry and we could do this wedding gift insurance thing in case of divorce, it would work out nicely because that's all like computer driven.
Yeah.
And it should ask you like, instead of, do you want cash back or do you want the warranty?
It's do you want wedding insurance?
Yes. Wedding insurance.
Yeah.
For how long? 1 year. For 5 years.
I just think it's so crazy because I remember seeing all these people on social media getting married and I'm like, oh wow, that's crazy. And now they're all divorced, which is, I mean, it's really sad, but I mean, I feel bad for all those people that gave those gifts. They're like, give back.
Right. Everybody's.
That's when insurance would come in handy.
Right. I don't go to a lot of weddings. It's one, two, maybe a year. But I know people think, whenever we do a phone topic of like, do you give the ring back? It's always like phones would blow up.
Give it back.
Everybody always has an opinion on it. I'm like, fuck
bad
that.
Juju.
Do I get my gift back?
Yeah, let's not talk about the ring. I want my gift. Yeah, I do. I've heard of stories of people calling off their wedding before they got married, but they already had like the bridal shower and everything, and they give those gifts back. So I don't know. Maybe we should start. We should ask on Facebook. Just be like, hey, friends, this might be a touchy subject. But
can I get my gift back? I like it. All right. Have a good time at the wedding. I hope it doesn't rain.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
And,
we'll see. What does Jay say? We'll have to look.
What does Jay say?
Yeah.
I mean, he can say whatever he wants and the weather's still going to do
true.
What it's going to do. I mean, not to knock those guys, but
yeah,
you know, I can
it's
watch,
unpredictable.
I can watch the radar and I do so.
Oh.
See if somebody wants to come in next week and we'll talk sports.
Cool.
And we'll stop using this dumb R word, rebuilding.
No, rebuilding is such a positive word.
I know.
So.
Bring in somebody super negative. Be like, they suck.
Oh, no. I'll see what I can do. I'll see if I can bring in a friend or two.
All right, cool.
Got you.
All right, good to hang.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.